Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So usually when I sit with the scriptures and I ask the Lord, what do you want me to bring, you know, to Mass for a homily, usually there's a very clear, here's the thing. Yesterday when I was sitting with these scriptures, I felt like the Lord gave me, or I was in my mind, I was just like, all right, I've got five homilies. That's great. It's daily Mass. So I'm going to give you just three thoughts instead of five homilies, okay? So three thoughts, three little observations, mostly from the first reading, from the Acts of the Apostles. Again, these readings from Acts of the Apostles are so good. All right, here's the first thing that we hear. Now, there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Okay, I don't know how you heard those names being read, but so often we just kind of glance through Bible names, Bible people doing Bible things. Those names just kind of wash over us, and it doesn't really register. But the last one, did you hear the last one? Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch. Do we recall who Herod the Tetrarch was? Right? Herod, the guy who was involved in the death of the Lord. Right? This is who we're talking about. Right? This is the Herod the Tetrarch that we're talking about. And one of Herod's closest pals, this guy named Manaen. We don't know anything else about Manaen other than this little line in the Acts of the Apostles. He became a pillar of the early church in Antioch. This is quite unbelievable, right? That someone as close to Herod, for me, this is where my mind goes. And this is not what I'm going to preach about this morning, but then you ask the question, how did someone who is a close buddy of Herod the Tetrarch, so what kind of social circles was he living in? What kind of lifestyle was he having? Who was he associated with? Who was he exposed to? How did someone like that hear the gospel, become convinced of the gospel, and then what was it like for him to dissociate himself from the life and lifestyle of Herod the Tetrarch? And was it difficult for him to leave? Were there threats on his life? Because we are talking about Herod the Tetrarch. That's where my mind goes. What was it like for Manaen to suddenly become Manaen in the Acts of the Apostles? You with me? Yeah? Okay. All right. Here's the second thing. Homily number two. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. What I love about this little, vignette from the Acts of the Apostles is that the mission and direction of the church always is meant to flow first from her prayer. We might have all sorts of ideas and ideas for initiatives and way to do things, but if it's not flowing from within the context of the praying church that the mission and direction come from, then it's pointless. I love in the Acts of the Apostles how the Holy Spirit is the protagonist of that book. The Holy Spirit's the one who's doing all the activity, really. And it's the apostles and the disciples who are kind of in this passive voice, kind of along for the ride, right? It's the Holy Spirit who says, "Set apart for me Paul, Saul, and Barnabas for the work which I've commissioned them." And then this, they sent them off, right? That's what happens, right? They send them off to do what? To say what? If y'all are not converted, you're all going to be damned? Is that what they sent them off to say? No. It's an invitation to the abundant life. That's what Jesus is talking about in this gospel. I love that last line where he says, his Father's commandment, I know that his commandment, the Father's commandment, is eternal life. This is what Jesus' whole mission is about. He's about trying to invite us into this abundant life, and the apostles going forth, right, traveling from Antioch to Seleucia. As we hear, all those places that Paul is going, He's going there with this burning message in his heart that life with Christ is better, and I have to tell the world about the risen Christ that you can be friends with. And if you are friends with him, if you live life with him, it's a radically different kind of life. It's a radically different kind of life. That's why we are a missionary church, because life with Christ is better. Amen.